Hello, 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 hello. It's another week. It's your boy, Jan van Potgieter. Those who know me very well, they call me Mr. Jan van Potgieter. Those are the guys from the Proverbs. Yeah, I'm back again with another dope episode of How Much Was Your Weekend? So today I did it on Twitter, and a lot of I think this was the most reaction that I've got. So I tried by any means to answer each and every question that I get, right? So I tried to answer each and every question that I get. So yeah, this week turned out it was today actually, because I do episodes on Monday after the weekend straight. I tweeted. So last week I did Facebook and Twitter. So Twitter didn't give me much reaction. So I understand people were broke. It was only people by the 25. People who got paid on the 25th who were there, to actually say something. But yeah, this time around, on Twitter we got 791 likes, and then it was 57 quoted tweets, and then it was 77 retweets. So a lot of people did participate this week. So yeah, as you know, I'm just gonna mention the name, and then after mentioning the name, I tell you what they bought and stuff. So the first lady we have, it's Z. And then Z, she posted these, I think it was drawers, right? The drawers, but they were made from a mirror. So, it was too complicated. And then she spent 4,000 on that thing. And I think she said it was two of them, but she only took a picture of one. So I was like, what is this? And then she said those are mirror pedestals. So they don't look like pedestals to me. They look like drawers. So guys, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What can I say? She spent 4,000 on drawers made of mirrors. So it will never be me shame. Mirror is at last, and last is very cheap. I think they still, even today, if I'm not mistaken, they still don't know how many times you can recycle glass. Because when you recycle something, right? When you recycle something, I think it uses its carbon atoms. They being renewed. So I don't know. I think glasses have more carbon atoms or something. I'm not sure about it, but I think that's it. Hence, can be recycled over time. But yeah, she bought drawers made of mirrors for 4,000. That was a lot. And then we have Mzulwalimpopo is the guy who got 1.5 million likes on his tweet. So he currently holds the record. There's another guy who got the first million. I'm not sure if it's him who got the first million, or is it this other chick who was burnt. She also posted a picture and then she got the million. So this other guy, has 1.2 million likes, and then Mzulwalimpopo has 1.5 million likes. This is on Twitter. So yeah, this guy actually holds the record of the most liked tweet in South Africa. So he said he spent 30 rand, and then he said he bought Coke. I think it was 2 liter and some few snacks, and they seem to be happy about it. And then we have the undisputed. He spent 9,000. Right, that was 9,000. That's a lot. So he spent 9,000 and then tweeted a picture of a gate. Right. So I was how much is? So the gate was supposed to be 9,000. So I think the gate was welded by Jesus, because how it looks, I don't know, maybe it's the angle, or because he took a picture at night, because I think a beautiful gate can be seen in the afternoon when there's sunlight. At night you can't really see it. Yabo. And then we have that arc lady. That arc lady, she spent 2,500 rands, and then it was her birthday celebration. Yeah, so I see there she had some gold balloons, gold and black, I think it was the theme. And then she had a short, or is it, yeah, I think it's a PJs, they look silky and stuff. So I think she had a PJ party, and then she spent 2,500. Shout out to her. By the way, I don't celebrate my birthday, so I always spend less. I think it's best if you celebrate your successes more than celebrating. Okay, let's say you are in an accident. Okay, let me not make it that severe. Let's say things are not happening for you, right? The whole year you try, things are not happening for you, and then your birthday comes and then you want to celebrate it. I mean, just be celebrating a year full of failure. So I think me, nah, this is me, by the way, I rather celebrate my successes. If you get a job, you invite people, you celebrate, guys, I got a job. And then you can celebrate via by doing an ancestral ceremony at your place. That's how you can celebrate with other people. So yeah, that's what I think. This is what I think. Yabo. And then we have Kemo. Kemo said her petrol is empty, but she didn't tell us how much she spent. So I'm guessing the weekend chowed her petrol. She could have just called me to chow her, because that seems very difficult. And then we have Patricia. Patricia said she spent 180 on hiking, and think it's Henops. Entrance is free, and then it was transport and snacks. So Henops, oh, shout out to Henops, then they do hiking for free. Hey, this hiking thing. I remember this other guy from Twitter said hiking is the same as going to the bushes to go fetch your cows, and luckily I had that experience. Same thing, guys. You go, you look for cows, you bring them back to the, what's this? You bring them back to the kraal. That's the word I was looking for. So that's what's happening. And then we have PK. PK was like, funny how I made money rather than spending it. He made 2,700. So I don't know why is this funny to him. Maybe it's because everyone on a weekend they spend, and then smart people, they make money out of that. So yeah. And then we have Nolwazi with short hair. She said she spent 40 rand and she bought Hubbly Flavor. Shit. I hope that Hubbly Flavor contained coals too, because I'd never buy a Hubbly Flavor that costs 40 rand. Okay, I can buy it at a club because it's night time and then there's nothing that you can do. But the way, but by the way she said it, seems like she was at home. I hope that it contained, if it's expensive, it has to be 30 rand. But more expensive than that, I shame. Or maybe 35 rand. But yeah, I think 25 rand, it's a reasonable price for a Hubbly Flavor. But hey, we never know, man. And then we have Mkolisi Empires. I don't know, is she or what? Mkolisi Empires 13. Yeah, I think it's 13 because he used Roman numerals. Yeah, so I think it's Mkolisi Empires. He just posted Imalia rent with crying emojis. And so on the picture, he's holding two bottles of Hennessy. So yeah, standards. They're gonna kill you. Oh, talking about that, today I held a space, and then the space was pretty, was so nice. I had Lindokuhle. I'm just gonna name those ones. I had Owami. That was the first guy who joined the space. It's Owami. It was Lindokuhle. It was, I remember also talking to Sean, and then I also talked to Bubu. So Bubu is a Xhosa Han. So yeah, they also shared their stories. But I think the funniest, I also had Nimrod. So Nimrod was the guy who spent a lot. So on Saturday, he said he went to an auction and then he bought goats. And then when he said he bought goats for 109,000, I just knew from scratch go that, yeah, this guy, he bought Bure goats. So Bure goats, they are the ones used for milking purposes. And they are also used for their meat. So they are very meaty. It's not like those goats that you see. Now we're talking about Bure goats here. So if he bought them for 109,000, yeah, it has 109,000. So you can imagine how much one goat can cost. But I told him that I have a guy who's selling them for 3K, but he's selling them when they are young. Those are the goats that I want to get to, because they have money, guys. Hey, livestock has money. You can be a millionaire just by having livestock, and they just copulating and stuff. So I need to fix my stuff and go get those things. So yeah, policy. I remember Owami said spent from the space. Owami from the space that I hosted, he said he spent 600, and then it was on alcohol and then car wash. So he said he spent less than 600. So it was on alcohol and car wash and then petrol. I think it's for the whole week, this week. So yeah, that's how it is. And then we have Zingelwayo. Zingelwayo said he spent 20 cigarettes Marlboro. It was 25 rand data. And then weed, I blew it, just 80 rand. So I'm guessing he spent 80 rand. It was 25 rand data, probably Marlboro, Puma, 40 rand, 38 rand. I'm not sure how much the 20 cost. So yeah, and then we have Maureen. Maureen said, is this name Maureen or Muin? I don't know how to even say it. Oh, is it Maureen? Because it has an M-M-M-U-R on it. It's Maureen. Maureen. So she said she spent 500 on her man. It was just chilled drinking juice. So I don't know which juice she's talking about. I didn't even want to ask. So yeah, that was it. And then we have Call Me T. Call Me T said he spent 810. 300 was on fuel, 510 was on booze and food. Guys, I don't know, there's a trend. I think, over the weekend, Casper also started his own alcohol brand. Like, we are a problem. Like, we have a problem of alcohol here in South Africa. Like, I've seen a lot of people spending a lot of money on alcohol. Oh yeah, by the way, I had Sean in my space. He said he bought VSOP. It was on a Saturday, and then the second day, Sunday, he bought two VSOPs. And then today it was Monday, and then he was like, he regrets it. I was like, nah, bruh. Then if you're gonna buy an expensive alcohol and then regret it a few days later, then it means you don't afford it. That's just my 3 cents opinion. If you're gonna buy an expensive alcohol and then you regret it, it means like, but he said it's nice. So yeah, but you can find something that's nice that's also cheaper. Like, man, I can even drink Pal. If I was an alcoholic and I find Pal very satisfying, I could drink Pal just so that I could save money. And then we have Gloria caused a lot of confusion on the timeline. She said she spent 3,650. Right? By the way, that's very specific. I don't think she lied. And it's like, she said she took her boyfriend to dinner. They went to Cradle of Humankind and then went to Safari Drive. That was yesterday, which was Sunday. And then bought him a watch, which was 1,000. on a Saturday morning. Men deserved, and then this is her now, it's not me. She was like, men deserve to be spoiled. Instead of ending there, and then she was like, I do this every month. Ari, I do this every month. So me knowing how men are, I was like, hey, my sister, put your money away. Like, just, you can just spoil that guy even once a year, man. If it's a grateful guy like some of us, like me, you can even take me to chicken licken, bruh. I don't care how much money I make or whatever, but you can take me to chicken licken. I can go with you to chicken licken. As long as a woman is willing to spend her money for you, I'm not a parasite to say. Okay, I'm not a parasite at all. I've never been one. But if a woman is able to spend on you, then I think you should allow her. But don't expect too much, because guys go all out. This is a trick my friend taught me. It's like, if a girl spoils you, find another way that you can spoil her, but do it better than her, so that you don't feel guilty about her spoiling you. So I have a problem of feeling guilty about girls spoiling me. Yeah, boy. Hence, I don't really celebrate my birthday. It's because I hate gifts. But I think for me, it's just that I hate gifts. But if you can take me out somewhere, or like just buy me little, I think I appreciate little things more. That's why I think I appreciate little things more. So yeah, she caused a lot of confusion. I even saw this other girl quoted that reply to get a little bit of interactions. She got a few interactions for her tweet, and then yeah, that was it. And then we have Satani. Satani said, "Kona balile imali ye transport." And then she tagged umuntu odla imali transport. And then the lady was like, "Don't worry, I'm already sorted for this week. I'll worry about next week, as long as I'm going to work this week." And then we have people from Botswana. Now we had people from Botswana, and then we had cops. Cops said he only spent 200 pula. Yeah, he said he bought 2 plates samostrate, obvious. Said he bought hot wings and then water, 5 liter times 2. Shit, this guy bought a lot of things for 200 pula. Yeah, Botswana is cheap, most. And then, oh yeah, even the sweets. I was like, oh, that was nice. That was nice. Yeah, too nice, guys. So this guy bought 2 plates, the most tarate. So probably they costed something like 35 rand pula each, right? And then he was left with 130 pula. He bought hot wings. I don't know how much hot wings cost. And then he bought 2. And then even sweets from that to Botswana is still cheap, guys. I don't know about you, but Botswana is still cheap. And then we have Mpoza_SA Oriena Okupa the number that I blew it. So I don't know how much did he blew. But I told him like, hey brah, I think I blew it this year about 1 million. So I think I blew it only works with people who blew millions. So obviously the guy doesn't look like he blew a million. You can't blow a million. And then we have Lee Reese. Oh, it's Lee Aries. Yo, how can I get that wrong? Because I'm also an Aries. Shit. She says she spent, okay, I thought it was 171,000, but it's not. It's 17,100. And then it was a material for roofing. And then it's like, I'm currently sitting ka bank balance here, 00. So she has a 00 bank balance, which is not bad in my own books. I don't think it's bad. It's not bad at all. Like, she did good. Very good, to be exact. She did very, very good. And then it's like, we have Simi, the ATC. I don't know what ATC means. but I think it has to do with aviator, technologist, correction or something. I just made that explanation up. I don't know what ATC stands for, guys. But she said he spent 4.9K, which is 4,900 rands, and then he bought a bed and a stove. Hey, this guy is good, eh? I wonder who's the first girl that's going to be on that bed. It's gonna be nice. And then we have Sharon. Sharon said she spent just 10 rands. She said she spends 10 rands and then she bought 6 eggs and then she ate 3 on Saturday with pap and then 3 again yesterday, which was Sunday, with pap. So I thought she was just lazy to cook, but she said she's broke. So I didn't want to ask further, man, because a lot of stories, sometimes they're heartbreaking. Yeah, boy. So I stay away from I'm a heartbreak. I'd rather stay away from heartbreaks, because you're going to ask and then you can't handle something. And then we have Dr. Mahlatse. She said she spent 5K. Jiggy jiggy, it was not her money. Even. I don't know what the hell was she thinking. We said, how much did you spend? Not how much did you parasite on people. People should learn to read. We said, how much did you spend? Not how much did you parasite? Or did you? Oh, yeah. By the way, there was also this guy. He said he spent 20 rand on weekend, but he drank alcohol worth 5,000. I told him straight up. I was like, good for you, mosquito. Like, if you're gonna drink alcohol that's worth 5K, and then you didn't even buy shit from that, you are definitely a mosquito and you have an experience in that. No one would let you drink them 5K and just go by just like that. I was gonna notice on the third round, after spending 300, that this guy doesn't have money and is here to drink me. So now he comes here and brag to us that he drank alcohol worth 5,000. But hey, what can we say? It's mosquitoes, man. They are parasitic. That's how they are. Their relationship only benefits them. And then we have Quentin Kwan. I think it's homie, rich homie Kwan. So I think, yeah, it's written like that. So it's Quentin Kwan. So I wanted to get how to pronounce the name right. So it's Quentin Kwan. He said he spent, it was 1,100 on booze only. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was a multi-billion rand company. Probably even multi-billion dollar. Yeah, because alcohol South Africa, they drink, And the sales for Savannah, they went up. And then they said he only spent that 1,100 on booze. Her sister was having a birthday, and the sister is quite hot. She's wearing something shiny here and stuff. So I said, just tag your sister. It's like, never in a million years. But could have just tagged your sister. It was not your birthday, man. It was your sister's birthday. Could have just tagged her and stuff. And then we have Nombuso Mkhize. She said she spent 2,000. She spent 400 Saturday for booze and did some shopping yesterday with the rest. So I guess 1,600 went to shopping and then 400 was for booze. So I don't know. Like, I want you guys to check the pattern on how much people spend on booze. And then if you can't beat them, you join them. Start your own alcohol brand. By the way, who was it? I think it was Kana. Who's this guy who came and talked on a space? He said there's this Ice Diamond. It's a new cider nyana, and then it's 500 mils cans, and then costs 50 rand for 6-pack. I was like, yo. And he said he's in Mpumalanga, Witbank. I don't remember which part of Witbank is he in, but he said Yeah, that's how much he said. Yeah, that guy is living large. I told him straight up, I was like, bruh, you are living the life. You are living the life. Let me just, okay, I'm gonna close it with this one. It was nice. So this guy, he bought, I think it's Baby Dry, Pampers Baby Dry. I don't know what Baby Dry is. I've never had a kid before. Even people who had kids in the house, I've never seen them using this. So probably it's Pampers. Maybe it's an A. Hey, I don't know what the hell this is. But yeah, it was for the kid. It was for the kid, and he said it's his first kid, so it's a boy child. And then he spent 475 rands, and then he had to drop everything that he was supposed to do that weekend. I think that's sweet because the kid is his. Yeah, the kid is his. Oh yeah, and shout out to Caroline Ratabe. Caroline is back. He's back on the streets of Twitter. I was very happy to see him, and I like her. Ever liked someone that you've never met, you've never even heard their voice, but you just like them? That's her. I like her, man. I really, really like her. She's fun. Not like her, like her. I know you guys, you like twisting stuff, but I just like her. Then she said she spent, she bought candles and balloons. She spent 156 rand, 78 cent. She bought candles and balloons. So I didn't know what balloons were for. She's like birthday. So candles, probably it's those candles that they need to put on a cake, or it's candles that you need to partner with. So I don't know, man. So yeah, that was it for this week. I hope you catch me again next week. I'll drop another episode. So yeah, thank you for listening. And if you're listening to this at night, have a great night. If you are listening to it in the morning, enjoy the rest of your day. And if you are listening to it in the afternoon, have a lovely day. It was your boy, Jan van Potgieter, and I'm out. Goodbye.